From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says the U.S. has made unprecedented progress toward overhauling its health care system, and he is urging lawmakers not to lose momentum. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
In his weekly address, Mr. Obama noted that both the American Medical Association and the American Nurses Association have endorsed the health care plans now pending in Congress. He urged lawmakers to waste no time in delivering a bill to his desk. Mr. Obama offered reassurance that the health care changes being discussed would not add to the nation's deficit or limit patients' choice of doctors. He said the plans would create a marketplace where insurance plans would compete with one another. And with a public plan, he says, would keep the companies honest.
I don't believe that government can or should run health care. But I also don't think insurance companies should have free rein to do as they please.
Mr. Obama hopes to keep the pressure on lawmakers next week with TV ads targeting those on the fence and a door-to-door campaign nationwide run by his political organization. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Congressional Republicans are fighting the Democratic push to pass health care legislation in the next 2 weeks. In the party's weekly address, Senator John Kyle of Arizona said it's better to do the job right rather than quickly. The state budget crisis is taking its toll on U.S. governors and their annual meeting in Biloxi, Mississippi this weekend. Only half the nation's governors have shown up for this year's gathering. NPR's Debbie Elliott explains.
National Governors Association Vice Chairman Jim Douglas of Vermont is overseeing the proceedings because NGA Chairman Edward Rendell had to stay home in Pennsylvania to deal with the fiscal crisis. Douglas says there is no more critical time for states.
With so many states facing the shortfalls that are mounting, with so many of our constituents out of work or facing losses of income, there's no more important time for governors to come together and talk about the challenges that the people of this great country are facing.
A report this week from the Nelson Rockefeller Institute of Government shows state tax revenues were down 12% in the first quarter of 2009, the steepest plunge on record. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Generations of Americans are paying tribute today to a broadcasting giant, Walter Cronkite, who guided the country through some of the most significant moments in history, died last night in Manhattan after a long illness. The former CBS newsman influenced many of the biggest names in broadcasting today. One of them was CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer, who described Cronkite as a classic reporter.
If Walter heard a car crash, it would be like it was the first car wreck he ever saw in his life. He'd want to run out. He'd want to know all about it. He'd want to talk to people. He would find out who was hurt, what the details were.
Walter Cronkite was 92 years old. This is NPR. UNICEF has launched an early childhood development kit that's supposed to help young children caught in war and natural disasters retrieve a sense of normalcy. The box is stuffed with animal dolls, puppets, puzzles, and other activities to help children under six cope with their traumatic experiences. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
UNICEF Executive Director Anne Veneman says children under six are particularly vulnerable to war and natural disasters, and without proper nutrition and intellectual stimulation, they're in danger of becoming physically and mentally stunted.
Early experiences create a foundation for physical and mental health. If there's a disruption in development, for example, through serious trauma that is not addressed early on, it could result in lifelong development problems.
The kit contains 37 different items for use by 50 children up to 6 years of age. The toys and games are fun. UNICEF says they encourage development and social interaction. They promote playing, drawing, and storytelling. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A U.S. fighter jet has crashed in central Afghanistan. The two crew members are dead. The U.S. military says the crash was not caused by hostile fire. A major religious festival in Iraq ended today peacefully, a sign that local forces may be getting a handle on security without the help of American troops. This weekend, millions of pilgrims worshipped at the Imam Musa al-Qadim Shrine in northern Baghdad, site of some of the deadliest attacks since the war began. The festival was the first to be held since U.S. forces left Iraq's cities and towns last month. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.